Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Resurrected Republic, RTR Truth Media, lions and tigers and bears and bombs. Oh, my. Well, the crazy day we have had.
Are we adding to the LGBTQPMNXYZ list again?
Oh, I don't know. It's just, what I'm referring to, all these bomb threats or these bombs that have been showing up in all these progressives' mailboxes. I wanted to make a comment out of that. You know, I had, by the way, folks, right now I'm having some heavy CPU usage. I did an interview with Gavin Syme last night. We had a debate because he's advocating for open borders and thinks migrants should have freedom, and that us preventing them from coming in is us taking away their God-given rights and freedom and all that. After when you'll hear in this debate, I'm processing it right now. It's really eating up a lot of CPU power right now. We're working on getting another computer so that we don't have these. So anyway, we did this interview. It's processing right now. You're going to hear probably a couple little hiccups from me right now. But you'll hear Gavin say on multiple occasions that I talked to him. I tried, asking him about, are you familiar with the Cloward-Piven strategy? Are you familiar with Saul Alinsky and how he planned on using our laws against us to undermine capitalism and how to undermine the economy? He'd never read Rules for Radicals, and he'd never heard or read anything about the Cloward-Piven strategy. So he says, and so he's coming from a position that he says we need to stop thinking emotionally like this, and that's the last thing that I do when I look at one of these crises. I look at, okay, let's check out the money. Let's follow the money. Let's see who's behind the money. Let's see who, if this plays into any agenda. And it was actually Gavin who clued me off on the thing, and it really, it a light bulb went off. Honduras. During the Obama administration, Maduro was pretty much planted in the presidency in Honduras. And now Honduras is an absolute mess. A lot of these people are coming up from there. So I did more digging into that, come to find out. Remember that radical transformation that Obama was talking about? Well, then you look to the money, right? So we've been finding all kinds of George Soros Open Society Foundation money delivered to Catholic groups. We've seen Zionists down there with the Star of David on their truck, trucking people up. We've seen people handing out cash. And Gavin makes kind of light on the cash. Well, the biggest bill that they have down there is $25. So if you can get them to mobilize for $25 a piece, then they would never leave. No, that's not it. It's called the bread trail, breadcrumb trail, right? So you have people positioned at different places with different things. Some will give you cash when there's not food to be had, and you can purchase your food or your water. Some are handing out food. We've seen video reports of all of these things happening in separate places. And what that's called is the bread trail, the breadcrumb trail, right? Okay, so we know that this is not an organic, authentic, just some refugees that are coming to the United States. This is an agenda. There's a lot of money behind this. So like I told Gavin, first of all, socialism is the biggest part of the problem in this factor here. If we didn't have the welfare state, we wouldn't need a border. We didn't need a border for over 100 years. We didn't need it. The only thing we'd need, if you come with your weapons, your arms, well, our military would meet you, and that's what happened, of course, how we defended ourselves from Mexico. But we did not have a problem with immigration prior to the welfare state. And in the 1920s, or even a little bit before that, the Federal Reserve Act, then the progressives in the 20s, and by the way, it was the same progressives that were part of Prohibition. It's just about every one of these actions that have caused big government and a huge backlash and has been the progressive movement, New Deal. Okay, so you get the point. So Obama, Soros, and Clinton, and Maxine Waters, they, you know, it didn't take long to start putting the pieces together, and a lot of people in conservative radio and some in the media started really peeling their onion layers back and exposing it for what it was. And then all of a sudden, the very same actors that were a very large part of this socialist agenda, this Marxist agenda going on in other states, in other nations, including here, all of a sudden have bombs mysteriously show up at their places. And Time Warner and CNN also, two of the biggest ones, were criticizing for fake news media, slanted news media, identity politics, progressive agenda. So going into a midterm election, not a conservative, I'm not going to say in his right mind, but you don't need to do any of that. They have shot themselves in the foot. All we need to do is talk about it, right? So it's no big leap here. And I'll quote Patrick Henry. I smell a rat. What about you, Jay? I smell a rat.
Brings up, I like to say that too.
Yep, I smell a rat. And that is my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. We just released a video on RTR Truth Media Reloaded YouTube. I'll get it up on a BitChute a little later, called Bombs! Liars, Lions and Tigers and Bears, oh my! I mean, this is so comical to me because it's so... I'm sure they'll find some patsy somewhere. And you know, one of my friends was saying, you know, you sound pretty right, but you know, you might want to be careful just in case they dig somebody up and it turns out to be authentic. I don't believe anything they show us anymore. Nothing. No faith, no credibility, as far as I'm concerned. None.
Absolutely, the safe bet is to go with it's a lie for sure. I mean, how many false flags do you see in your face, people? Before you start to believe what's going on.
Elbag Daddy was one, wasn't he? He turned out to be a Mossad. And then there was that other terrorist, I forget his name off the top of my head, that big bad terrorist that was running around making ISIS videos, and I think his name was Perlman. His name ended up being Perlman. I mean, it's comical. You know, the sad part about it is that there are so many people out there in America that are so gullible that don't know about the Perlmans and the false flags. They hear people decreeing false flag or PSYOP, and they automatically think, oh, you're a conspirator. No, you're an idiot. If you don't think that first, you're an idiot.
Yeah, the truth can slap you in the face for only so long before you have to believe it. And yes, the left have completely lost their mind. I hate saying left-right because I don't believe in those paradigms. But I mean, in the left-right paradigm, it's because it is ridiculous. It's the same beast that's all corruption and you know, the mass science experiment that we all are living, you know, with our food and air and water that's been going on for decades. You know, I mean, This stuff is real, people. I mean, it's the reason that sickness is what it is, that all this is what it is. It's not a mistake.
Dude, if I had had another half an hour before the show, at the end of the video I just put out, you'd have had Dorothy and the Tin Man and the Lion skipping down going, Lions and Tigers and Bears, oh my, and I would have done an explosion in the background. You know, I'm starting to have some creative fun with some of these things I put out. You have to laugh at this stuff, dude.
Yes, you can't let it make you mad. If you let it make you mad, they're winning.
I agree. So that's what I try and do. So I have, folks, I know that we did a rebroadcast yesterday, just to let you guys know what's going on so you don't think, oh, he's just lazy, he's not showing up. Gavin's in Mexico, and I wanted to debate him on a video that he put out just recently. I forget the name. It's something like, what was the name of it? Saf, do you remember the video that he just put out? Something about an American Let me see if I can pull it up here real quick. But he, you know, there's a lot of things that I agree with Gavin on, and there's some things that I don't. And when I saw this latest video that he put out, it, I have to be honest, it pissed me off. Because look, you know, I know that you're, you know, you have this strong opinion. Oh, better because we're American. Folks, I want you, because tomorrow night I am going to play the interview that I recorded with Gavin, the debate. And I want you to see this video. I don't want to waste the time by running it on the broadcast tomorrow before we do this debate. If you get a chance, the video is called Better Because We're American. And his position is that by advocating that we do not allow this mass wave of migration coming in, that we are authoritarian Nazis, essentially, because we are stealing their freedom. And we're, you know, so here's the thing. And this is what I tried to explain to him. And I want you guys to think about this when you watch this, this presentation. Better Because We're American, Gavin Syme YouTube. Okay. I want you to think about this. If we have and he admitted, we have a socialistic welfare state, right? If you come from another country without a dollar in your pocket, or without, you know, not enough money to rent or eat, to take care of yourself, you are essentially stealing from the backs of American people. I believe that the income tax and the welfare system is theft. So, that being said, they're not really coming here looking for freedom, are they? They're coming here to look to become more socialist slaves. And to do so in a system under the Cloward-Piven strategy that they don't even, probably most of those people aren't even aware of. But this is not just immigration. And what I'm calling it, and you can hashtag this and attribute it to me, hashtag weaponized immigration. That is what we're looking at. We're not looking at an authentic, you know, somebody was persecuted, they're seeking asylum. That's not what we're seeing here. This is all orchestrated. And I will admit that he is right about one thing. Our government, members within our government in 2009, 2010, the Obama administration created this problem to now for government to be the solution. It's problem creation solution, and I get that. And what he's saying is that the immigrants, it's not their fault, so we can't violate their rights. No, when they're being used as a weapon, yes, we absolutely can, because at that point, you're talking about economic warfare, but you're still talking about warfare. And they're being used as useful idiots, just like Stalin used useful idiots, just like the United States has used useful idiots, just like Israel has used useful idiots, you know, and on and on. But at some point, we have to deal with the problems that we have. Don't we? I mean, am I sounding crazy, Zap?
No, you're not at all. I was putting the link in the chat room, too, which you can find at RTR Truth Media. And if not, if you want to go straight there, it's resurrecttherepublic.chattango.com. And you can join us and give us your thoughts about all this.
Yeah, I wish
madness
I could.
Is going on.
For the folks that are in the rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com chat room, or the rtrtruthmedia.chattango.com chat room, folks, my computer is massively burdened right now. I'm processing this. It's been processing now for like 4 hours. I was hoping to have it ready for you guys for tonight. That was the plan for tonight's show. And then, of course, I'm also awaiting a call that I don't know when it's going to come in from both Ammon and Ryan Bundy are due to call me either one tonight and one in the morning or whichever. So things are a little shaky yesterday and today. I have to apologize to you guys for not being here yesterday, but I mean it. I'm trying to I really need to interview these folks and talk to them when they're available. And then, with one computer doing all the processing, video, and all that kind of stuff. I'm working from 5:30 in the morning until I pass out at night, and sometimes you just have to bear with me and know that I am working to provide you content, it's the best I can do. Tonight we're going to be sharing with you a report from True News from Rick Wiles, who I highly respect, and he has some insight on this, on these bombs and I guys get a chuckle every time I think about this.
How many billionaires check their own mail? That's what I want to know.
Well, yeah, that's another absurdity to this whole thing. Is that nobody with half a brain cell can expect that any of this stuff is actually going to make it to their target, right? So it's all about publicity.
Well, the left base for this upcoming election, which could be a big deal or not, but I'm hoping that the silent majority steps up and elects the right people.
Yes. Oh, and I made a mistake. Did I say RTR, truthmedia.chattango? I meant resurrectrepublic.chattango.com. That is the chat room. Thank you, CFR, for that correction. I appreciate that. And also, guys, I would like you that our YouTube channel is finally just starting to grow a little bit. It went from like a couple hundred subscribers in an archive channel just a month and a half ago. We have 1,600 already in building, and we have a couple other channels out there trying to help us build our content. Also, I'd like you to know you can go over to BitChute.com, RTR Truth Media on BitChute. We're going to be pretty much migrating off of Google real soon altogether. We're also working with Derek Gonzalez on the Operation Lazarus project. And there's going to be a website there with all kinds of legal research and interesting, really interesting information that we're going to be sharing there, too. And I'm working, helping build a website for him as we speak. That's another thing that I wanted to try and get to do some today that I didn't get to do. So you have to just bear with me, folks. I'm trying to hit the ground running now after being away for some time and putting the equipment together and being able to do what I need to do, which also reminds me, we still are running that promotional. We're looking for $25 donations. You get a chance to one in 40 chance of winning a brand new name brand laptop of the operating system of your choice. It's a great opportunity. All you need to do is go to rtrtruthmedia.com. On the right hand side, there's a little PayPal button. Just smash that PayPal button. And make sure you send me your email when you do that, so that I can enter your name. For every $25 that you send, that's another ticket. So you send us $100, you got four tickets.
And better odds.
Yeah, much better odds. So yeah, this is a I don't know how else a better way that we can get your support and give you guys something back and really make everybody happy and a chance to get something really, really nice. So so there's that. So let's see, what do we have here? Okay. Trump rally crowd chants, "Lock her up," following the bomb threats. Nobody's buying it. I love it. I love it. That's just crazy. So, okay, so the CNN anchors stopped reporting on a suspicious package to evacuate the newsroom. And the funny thing was, is as they were talking, he was talking about projectiles, and then the alarms go off in the background. He goes running for the hills, and they clear the place out. Folks, do me a favor, please, let us know. Let us know if you think that this is anything authentic to this, or whether you're laughing as hard as I am on this whole psyop.
Gino in the chat room says fake bombs, so we have one vote.
There we go. We got some fake bombs. There you go. Yeah. It's crazy. So this migrant caravan, folks, in my opinion, it is a psyop, and these bomb threats to cover up who's behind it, stop you from criticizing them. When we get back, we're going to have Rick Wiles, True News. Be right back. Resurrect the Republic.
Stick with us.
Like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs, we're gonna redistribute when we make our paychecks. Hey, sit back down, don't be a jerk.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media Reloaded. I'm your host, Tom Lacovara Stewart, here with JJ Zapp.
We are live.
We are live. We are live ones, all right. So anyway, I uploaded that that video, Bombs, Lions, and Tigers, and Bears, Oh My. And there are some interesting comments coming in from that. Kate has to say, all mainstream media and neoliberal politicians stage this because there is no blue wave. Tony Maravi replied, as long as you're exposing these psyops faster than they can manufacture them, I'm for it, bro. Keep up the great work. I'm confident that no matter what's to come, people like us who aren't stuck in the left-right paradigm will be awake to it. Kate, they are blaming Trump and conservative supporters for terrorism and a political agenda. What a shoddy operation and so cheap. Another one from Catanella. Totally obvious false flag. Team Ravi, it's crazy how not one person I know is eating up this garbage. I think this is all programming to get people used to not believing anything. They have something big coming, guys. Don't believe anything you see. Lemon Drop commented, I do not believe Hitler's false flag bomb hoax. No sympathy here. Yeah, it doesn't look like people are being blinded too easily.
That's great. Some of us have been here for decades, and we're waiting for all y'all to join us in the fun.
Yeah, right. Oh, my goodness, man.
It's because since the 90s, the writing's been on the wall for sure. It's, you know, what the Clintons did, and people just have to believe their lying eyes and actually read it for themselves and actually accept that it is that crazy.
Yes.
And it does go that deep.
Yes. It's exactly right. Oh, my Lord, have mercy. You know, it's hard to keep the faith sometimes.
It's a big person that can face it in the mirror and say, I've been duped, you know, and that's the first step, really, to understanding what's going on. You have to first accept that you could have been fooled a little, and it's not just a little, it's a lot.
Yep.
Really starts with Prussian kindergarten. That's the first step to the indoctrination, and those who are good at it, well, they fall in line and get all those good paying positions and the cushy jobs because that's what keeps the madness going.
Yeah. Certainly does. Well, we have another interesting guy to deal with coming up soon. Alexander Soros, he just wrote an article. We're going to probably try and cover that tomorrow night, too. I can't seem to bring it up. My computer, because the upload right. is happening, it's just so slow. And it's a great computer, and I'm blessed to have it. I'm not complaining. You do need more than one machine when you're doing the interviews and videos and stuff like that. So,
yes, when you load them up, they slow down.
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah, and I already maxed the memory. I've only had it now like a month and a half, and I already maxed the memory. I had to go get a terabyte hard drive, external hard drive, and load it up. So let's see. This is out of the Daily Beast. Trump allies insist bomb threats against Clinton, Obama, CNN are pure BS, a false flag. Well, this is the Daily Beast. That's a pretty harsh headline there. Following bomb threats against two former presidents and other public figures, the far right began screaming that it was a liberal plot to gain sympathy for the Democrats. Yeah, think not just who is this was directed at, but people that were directly involved in 2009, 2010, 2011 with that whole creation and that whole mess in South America and majorly interfering in their election with Maduro. And and then you have Venezuela who's sending these people out. So it's just crazy, bro. Crazy. Anyway, minutes after the news broke, potential explosive devices being mailed to the homes of former presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. You know that Hillary was really the criticism that she was taking. Along with CNN's New York City studio, the dark corners of the conservative internet were declaring it a secret plot to gin up empathy for the Democrats. Cries that bomb threats were merely a false flag operation were evident on Twitter and pro-Trump forums. Many of the personalities pushing the claim were fringe types, but not all of them. Popular talk show host Rush Limbaugh hinted that the attempted bombings were set up by Democrats, saying they would serve a political purpose. And folks, again, here you have the Daily Beast purporting that these operations would be just insane, fringe. This is the history of government over thousands of years has been doing this. Ah! Dupes. We'll be back. Resurrect the Republic.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Mother of the moon, which filled my sails, crossed the sea of years. With no provisions, there's not enough places, Lord, the straits of fear.
Welcome back, Resurrect the Republic. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. All right, now bear with me. My computer's a little slow here. Okay. All right. So, some of these people in the mainstream media want you to believe that we're some fringe types that just make stuff up. Yeah, we're just crazy because governments and political hacks never use diversionary tactics to get I can't even say it without laughing. You guys know exactly what I'm saying. So let's go down a list of a couple alleged use of false flag attacks by intelligence agencies, just for, you know, giggles. In April 1950, anti-Jewish bombings in Iraq are attributed to the Israelis. A series of bombings targets Jews in Iraq. These attacks are later attributed to Israeli agents who allegedly panicked Jews into emigrating to Israel, starting a long-standing controversy that continues unresolved. Now we have 1954 to 1970, the CIA and the Muslim Brotherhood ally. I want people to really think about this for a second whenever they went after Obama and the Muslim Brotherhood. Think about this. 1954 to 1970, the CIA and the Muslim Brotherhood ally to oppose Egyptian President Nasser. Let that sink in for a minute for people that don't have never heard of this, right?
The term allies, right?
Yeah, ally to oppose Egyptian. Yeah, so you have the CIA and the Muslim Brotherhood in 1954 through 1970 allying with the Muslim Brotherhood to oppose President Gamal Abdel Nasser. I always say the name wrong. So his nationalist policies in Egypt come to be viewed as completely unacceptable by Britain and U.S. and MI6 and the CIA jointly hatch plans for his assassination. According to Miles Copeland, a CIA operative based in Egypt, the opposition in Nasser is driven by, and we're talking about some serious stuff here. We're talking about intelligence agencies, right?
Yeah.
So for people in the mainstream media who never talk about false flags, to deny them as if you were some kind of fringe nutcase for even talking about it, after all the things that we know of, is Operation Gladio. I mean, come on. Anyway.
Yeah.
July.
secret agent.
Gen man.
What do you think those guys are doing, man? They're
right? Yeah. So in July 1954, Israel commits bombing attacks in Egypt and tries to blame the Muslim Brotherhood. Poor Muslim Brotherhood are always getting sucked into one side or the other, right? Bombs explode in British and American cultural centers and libraries and post offices and in post offices in Alexandria and Cairo. Campaign ends when a bomb explodes prematurely in the pocket of an Israeli agent who is about to plant it in a British-owned cinema. Whoopsie! The plan is to damage the relations between Egypt and the U.S. and Britain by placing the blame for the bombings on the Muslim Brotherhood, an Egyptian Islamic militant group who the CIA used to be working with. An initial inquiry places the blame on the Minister of Defense. You can't make this stuff up. Pinhas Levon, but a subsequent inquiry authorized by Charette finds that Levon was set up using forged documents. It was probably someone else. And the true author of the false flag attack was none other than David Ben-Gurion. I'm a proud Bolshevik prime minister of Israel, father of the Israeli state.
Maybe it's just me, but if Hollyweird took up some of these tactics, they could probably actually put out a movie worth watching.
Right? These are great plot lines, right?
Maybe that's why Hollyweird is so bad, because they put all their efforts into the PSYOP crap, you know? I mean, that's basically, it is what it is, people.
Oh, so true, so true. So March 9th, 1962, proposed Operation Northwoods, we all know about this, U.S. military would conduct terrorist attacks, then blame them on Cuba to build support for the war against Cuba. All right. 2001 documents, it's all been revealed, been released, we published it, I have it on my scrib.
Yes, it's in those known knowns we know, thank you, Donald.
God, I get, every time I see that, I love that, the known knowns, the known unknowns, the unknown knowns. Oh, wow, what a drone. Anyway, 1967 to 2001, Israel provides support to militant Islamic groups in the West Bank and in Gaza. Following the Six-Day War in 1967, Israel takes over administration of the West Bank and Gaza, whereas Egyptian President Gamal Abdel Nasser had been tough on Islamist militants. Israel is much more permissive. One of their first actions is to release Sheikh Ahmed Yassin from prison. Yassin, a charismatic radical Islamist and the future founder of Hamas, had been jailed in 1965 during one of Nasser's crackdowns. Now, David Shipler, a former New York Times reporter, later recounts that he was told by the military governor of the Gaza Strip, Brigadier General Yitzhak Segev, that the Israeli government had financed the Islamic movement to counteract the PLO and the communists. That's a whole other red herring thing there, too, because all the while, the communists were very deeply running the Israeli government. They're Bolsheviks. They are communists,
yeah.
Right? So
yeah, they're real fake Jews.
Right. But when you have an Islamist communistic movement, then it was a different story. And this is why people get confused when you try and show them how Israel was founded as a Bolshevist state, Bolshevik state. Well, you know, but they fought some communists here and there. Well, of course, they had to fight some communists
and
here
and
there.
And they practiced a little genocide, too, while they were at it, didn't they? Maybe that's why they know about that,
of course, all that genocide,
right?
Yeah. So anyway, according to Martha Kessler, a senior analyst for the CIA, we saw Israel cultivate Islam as a counterweight to Palestinian nationalism. In the 1970s, Yassin was able to form some Islamic organizations. In the 1980s, he formed Hamas as the military arm of his organizations, of course, which Israel helped sponsor. So September 6th through 12th, 1970 and after, Black September triggers global Islamist terrorism, rise of the PLO. That was a whole false flag operation. This is not any new news, but you know, I wanted to go on the record because the mainstream media is calling us fringe kooks, right? Okay. All right.
These are declassified documents. This is not fiction. This is black and white right from the Pentagon.
So then in October, between October of 1970 and the end of 1981, after Nasser's death, Egyptian President Sadat brings back the Muslim Brotherhood and the CIA. Here you have them again. So while we're all talking about the Muslim Brotherhood during Obama, you might as well have said Muslim Brotherhood and the CIA. Muslim Brotherhood and the CIA. They're two birds of a feather. Anyway, after Egyptian President Nasser dies October 1970, he succeeded as president of Egypt by his former vice president, Anwar Sadat. Sadat is also a former member of the Muslim Brotherhood. And he promptly reinstates the group as a legal organization and welcomes them back into Egypt. Sadat also has a very close relationship with the head of Saudi intelligence. Woohoo! The cryptos, Kamal Adham. Through Adham, Sadat also develops close working relationships not only with the Saudis, but with the CIA and Henry Kissinger.
My favorite villain.
Oh, yeah, I know. I hear his name and my blood pressure raises. Anyway, Sadat.
Henry.
Sadat uses the power of the religious right and the Muslim Brotherhood in particular to contain the Nasserites and their resistance to the radical changes he introduces during Sadat's tenure in the 1970s. Egypt becomes a hotbed of Islamic fundamentalism, and figures like Sheikh Omar Abdul Rahman and Ayman al-Zawahiri gain great power in Egypt during this period. Ironically, Sadat himself is assassinated in 1981 by an Islamic Jihad, an offshoot of, guess what, the Muslim Brotherhood. 1981 because of his accommodation with Israel. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, what I'm trying to illustrate to you, and this is just the Middle East, I haven't even really gotten to Europe or Operation Gladio, or I even go down the 9/11 pathway, because you guys have already been beaten to death with that, so you know what I'm talking about. But let's move on a little bit further here. 1973 to 1978, with Israel's support, Ahmed Yassin forms Islamist organizations in the West Bank and Gaza. In 1973 to 1982, Israel and Jordan support Muslim Brotherhood terrorism against Syria. I don't even know what more needs to be said about that. Think about that, folks. I mean, just let that absorb to you. These are the same mainstream media that tells you that mailing some half-assed bombs to politicians that are never going to get them is a fringe conspiracy theory. Oh, give me a minute. I'm going to piss myself.
It's clickbait for the stringers, as I call them. You know, I mean, that's what it is. They love that stuff. They eat it up. You see it on Facebook, the ones that are this stuff up, and they run with it like they just got a new toy.
Oh my God! Sometimes I feel like I'm in the frickin' Twilight Zone, bro. I know that there are so many intelligent people out there. I can't for the life of me understand why anybody would believe any of this stuff. Even if you are liberal, I mean, maybe you have to claim that you do. I don't know. Still a part of the club. But anyway, so. Okay, so let's move on a little bit more. There was the pro-American military coup in 1980. Of course, it took place in Turkey. We all know about that. Early 81, Mossad initiates bombing campaign in Europe against AQ Khan network. Now, that's a whole other issue right there.
Yeah, and in the 70s, we can't forget about 9/11 in Chile when they overthrew Pinochet. That was our CIA. We don't need to beat up on the Jews the whole time. But, yeah, we are doing nefarious crap all over.
it happened to be what I had open. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen who are listening, I have heard from Adam Green and Jake Morfonios, who are currently in Israel. So far, so good. Everything's good. I'm waiting on the next update from Adam Green to let me know that he's okay. He's not, and it is his usual time that he communicates with me, so everything should be fine there. He hasn't checked his last message yet. It's only been a couple hours, though. So everything's okay in Israel for Jake Morfonios and Adam Green. And, oh, and by the way, guys, those of you that do use Twitter, when everything is running normally here, I usually have Twitter up on our computer here in the studio. So you can get a hold of me at Tom Lacovara, which is RTR Truth Media on Twitter. Don't forget about that. I'd like to start actually using that because I want to kind of test something. Y'all help me test something. All the people that are already subscribed to me there already kind of know. So anyway, I'm testing the boundaries of the Twit universe. I don't know why. I think I have fun doing this stuff sometimes, but you know. Anyway, so let's get back to some more of these. So we you know about the Khan network. Okay, so then in February 82, an article in Israeli Journal says Israel should exploit internal tensions of Arab states. They were being open about it in the 80s, and we've heard a lot of people. I know, I'm picking on Israel, aren't I? Isn't that terrible? Isn't that terrible?
They kind of like it, the attention, I think.
Yeah, terrible, terrible.
They sure seem to beg for it.
It's so terrible, yeah. So 84 to 89, Israeli intelligence officers supply arms to Iran. Okay, folks. Iran. 84 to 89. Israeli intelligence officers supplies arms to Iran. Some profits allegedly used to fund what? False flag attacks. By his own account, his Israeli intelligence officer Ari Ben Menashe runs a covert Israeli arms network, primarily supplying weapons to the Islamic fundamentalist regime in Iran for use in the Iran-Iraq war. Huge profits are made. At various times, the fund reached peaks of more than $1 billion. He later explains in his book, Profits of War. I mean, war is a racket, profits of war, wake up, people. At its height, it stood at $1.8 billion between 1984 and 1989. No less than $160 million was funneled to Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Shamir's Likud faction. Swallow that. He also says the money helped finance the intelligence community's black operations, including Israeli-controlled Palestinian terrorists who would commit crimes in the name of the Palestinian Revolution, but were actually pulling them off, usually unwittingly, as part of the Israeli propaganda machine. And I want you to think about this very closely for a minute when you think of Sirhan Sirhan. Okay? You had the Kennedy brothers going after Ben-Gurion, wanting to get into Dimona to inspect the nuclear power plant. You had a letter between JFK and Bobby Kennedy going to Ben-Gurion, putting pressure on him for it, to the point where he had to step down because we send inspectors over there to test the material or the readings outside the plant. They knew then that the materials came from Pennsylvania, and the technology and the secrets and the spying. And then at the same time, Kennedy was not a big fan of the Federal Reserve. Do the math.
Yeah, and Gurion resigned before they'd let him inspect the plant.
He had to. He did so. That was a strategic move. He had to. Yep. So anyway, he also says the money helped finance the intelligence community's black operations, right? So these Israeli-controlled Palestinian terrorists. And to this day, even Sirhan's lawyer now, and he's not a crackpot, there was a woman involved there. There was drinking involved there, and they're pretty sure that he was drugged probably with something close to scopolamine. And then you take into account that the fact that that Bobby was shot from behind, and that's what the doctor that did the autopsy said. So, you know, these are not crackpot theories once you have once you see behind, just put the pieces together. That's all you need to really do. And right. You know,
and you said scopolamine. You mean that drug that nobody ever talks about when, like, Aurora, Colorado happened? Or
I called.
You name it.
Did I tell you I called the Aurora, Colorado police station when that was going down? And I said, test that young man. Have you tested him for scopolamine? And the detective said, what? Test for what? I said, you don't even know what scopolamine is, and you're dealing with a mass shooting. You don't even you don't even know what it is. If you don't
somebody
even
who
know
looks
what's
out of their
right, what I told him was, if you don't even know what scopolamine is, or a test for scopolamine has not been issued, or any other kind of substance like that, you have not conducted an investigation into that shooting. Period. Unless you check, if you're investigating this, you have a responsibility to investigate every angle, and you cannot assume that something, because of your ignorance or because you don't think something is, you can't just dismiss it. And that's exactly what they did. We'll be right back. Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I could use this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
End of the night, end of the night. All I see it turns to brown.
As the sun turns to brown. Welcome back, Resurrect the Republic. Oh, I love that song. Anyway.
In my eyes.
Yeah, right?
Filled with sand.
Yep.
That's what life's supposed to be about. Feeling good and sharing love and music, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Trying to find where I've been. I got to sing again, bro. We got to work on some music projects.
All right.
Definitely. All right. So, folks, ResurrectTheRepublic.com or RTRTruthMedia.com. Right-hand side, PayPal button. Smash it, smash it, mash it. For every $25 that you send us, you get one ticket in a drawing of how many tickets are going to be sold?
40.
40 tickets. A 1 in 40 chance for every $25 you spend to win a $500 laptop computer brand name with the operating system of your choice. Folks.
Or if you do like Tom did and put $100 in the hat, then it's 1 in 10 chance.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. But we are not going to draw it until we reach 40 tickets sold. That's the goal. That is what it's that's it. So whether it's a week, whether it's a month, whether it's 10 years, when we reach 40 tickets. So the quicker you send that in, the quicker we can do the drawing, and it'll be an exciting thing. I'm looking forward to it. So.
Yes, and help fund much needed equipment to give you guys more content, more professional content.
That's right. That's right. So, ladies and gentlemen, I know that I've been kind of picking on Israel lately, and it's not just Israel that does these false flags. It's political prostitutes and just about every major government across the world. You guys know about Gladio. You guys know about all of these other things. Political false flag operations, or blaming another person, or planting evidence, or setting people up. If the mainstream media wants to approach it every time as that's some kind of fringe theory, and then they're shocked when Anthony Weiner gets caught with porn or sexting young girls, they're shocked. Well, we're not. We're not. The Prime Minister of Great Britain was one of the world's biggest pedophiles. Remember that? A couple of years ago, that story broke. Prime Minister, essentially the president of their country. Prime Minister, complete, total pedophile.
That's what we do up here in Washington, in Seattle. We just got rid of a gay man mayor that was accused and I think convicted of child molestation, whatever. And so what do we do to correct it? We put a lesbian in, because the lesbians fix it, right?
Well, of course. Well, folks, when we get back...
That's the mentality.
Folks, when we get back, we'll have Rick Wiles, True News, a report for you on the bombing. False flags. Just hang in there. We'll be right back. Resurrect the Republic.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.